Hi guys, welcome to today's episode of Sauce Control. We coming up with a new segment. We're calling it Takeout.
Takeout.
Where we just have like short hot takes on whatever is on our mind.
True.
Yeah, so what are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about, do you feel different now that you're working at Fang? This actually comes from William, who got into Facebook.
Yeah.
In around May, and I recently started my job at Netflix last Monday, right? So we've gotten a lot of weird posts and requests from people taking, you know, either reacting weirdly to posts that we would traditionally do or comments that we would traditionally say, but, you know, now that's a different thing, or people asking us life advice, career advice, you know, just thinking of us as knowledge gurus, if you will, right?
Yeah.
So we're just going to talk about, like, do you feel different now that you're working at Fang?
Yeah. I want you to go first.
Okay, so first of all, I just want you guys to know that I am a LinkedIn influencer, so you cannot talk to me anyhow.
Oh,
you know,
my.
I am out here. Now you're killing it. So I, you know, just a little context to this, right? I posted that, you know, hey, it's my first day at LinkedIn, and just giving you a little numbers
at
on
Netflix.
The post. We have, you know, yes, I am at Netflix, actually. Mm-hmm. So the post has over 400,000 views. We have over almost 9,000 likes. I've gotten over 2,500 requests
on LinkedIn.
On LinkedIn, and some of the comments slash, you know, things people send
messages
people send me are actually, like, very funny. And I'm kind of in a weird place about it because I'm just like, nothing about me has changed. The only thing that's changed is like where I currently work.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how that is.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I went through a similar thing. I mean, her numbers are definitely more astronomical. But yeah, I had a lot of people message me.
Like, oh, what do I do with my career to get into Fang?
Yeah.
Or, you know, William has been, we both write articles, but William has been actually like more steady in publishing said articles, right? So people will be like, oh, you're just saying this because you work at Facebook.
Yeah.
Or, oh, you're just pushing the product because you work at Facebook. So do you think that anything has changed for you?
I wouldn't say much has changed. I mean, it's been 4 months now. I mean, I've definitely learned a lot of new stuff because, you know, like, the things people use at Facebook is just
different. Yeah,
from
not standard, right?
Yeah, not standard. Like, the infrastructure is amazing. So, I mean, that gives you different insights, right? It's kind of like the way when I left Ghana, I feel like I've learned more about Ghana by being here.
Right.
Because, like, now I'm not there. I'm seeing
view
the differences, right?
Right.
Like the bald egg thing. I didn't even know it was a thing where Ghanaians
yes,
love
in case
bald
you didn't
eggs.
Know, bald egg. They bonus bald egg.
And I used to like, I used
say
to argue
no.
about
yeah.
that a lot.
Like,
I went to live with my mom and I realized she eats a lot of bald eggs. And I'm like, oh my, it's true.
It's true.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that. I mean, definitely, I mean, over time I'll grow in my career, whether being on Facebook or not. So I think I'm still just learning a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But like, my behavior as William, I guess I haven't changed that much.
You're pushing the portal a lot.
Because I just started using it when I got to Facebook and I love the portal. I think it should be a more mainstream device. But anyways, enough about portal. I don't think I've changed that much. The way people
react to
react,
which,
yeah.
Tell me more about that actually.
I mean,
I'm a little curious.
I mean, I guess there are more people reaching out. I mean, I do understand, right? I don't want to, like, belittle the fact that, like, I think now we are both in a position of privilege because
mm-hmm.
for, I mean, many various reasons, whether you like them or not.
They're
people
influential.
Think working
yeah,
at these companies makes you, I
a
guess.
Hot cake.
Yeah, makes you, like, wiser or something. I don't know. But people have been reaching out to me asking for career advice and stuff. I try to help when I can.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, like, I'm not giving anybody, like, hard facts that you have to do this and do this. I'll just probably tell you my story. And,
right.
I mean, if there's something you can get from that,
your
probably
insight.
You can. Yeah.
I think a lot, another kind of caveat to that is just, like, there is no clear-cut, you know, prescription. You do this, you do this, you do this, and you'll get in, right?
Yeah.
It's a very different situation
yeah.
for everyone, and you cannot just give
yeah.
general medicine and hope
yeah,
it treats.
Yeah. Because it, like most things in life, right? Like, I think most of us at least most of us, not all of us,
right,
know the right things we need to
course.
Do. Like, you know, we know what we need to
which
do.
Which is what?
To get where. Like let me give an example outside tech, right? Like, let's say you're trying to get a hotter body, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what you need to do. Eat better.
No.
Work out. We know what we need to do, right? Now, doing it is a whole different conversation. For me, like, I've been trying to get six packs my whole life. I know what I need to do. Right. It's funny because sometimes someone be like, you need to work out. I'm like, yeah, of course I know.
I need to work out.
Captain
Am
obvious.
I going to work out?
Yeah, so it's like, at least I can tell you my story about, like, what inspired me to do the things.
Yeah, and I think just, again, we know that it's not prescriptive, but you know, again, like, for you to, like, at least quick overhash onto what you think helped you, like, get to Facebook, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe one thing that you think you've been saying before you got into Facebook, right? But people are reacting differently to now.
Probably. I mean, I guess I haven't blogged that much. But, I mean, if anything, it'll be saying side projects. You should work on more side projects.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, I think I have some kind of bias because for some reason, I really enjoy working on
side
projects.
He's a side project junkie.
Like. Yeah. I guess probably than the average person because before Facebook, even I've had, like, coworkers come ask me, so how do you get time or how are you able to do this? And I'm like, I honestly just make time, right? And sometimes it sounds insensitive.
Yeah.
Depending on the person's situation. I understand people have different situations. But
right.
I honestly, there's a lot of things that probably I don't do to try to make time for working on side projects.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's the statement? Like, something has to give,
my favorite
right?
thing is something has to give, right?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we all have the same 24 hours a day, right? So, you know, if you say you work for 8 hours, you eat for, like, 2 hours, right?
Yeah.
And you're remaining, you know, 12 to 14 hours is what you have left to do. If you factor in sleep, you have even less time, right? So something has to give.
Yeah.
Either you're sacrificing, you know, friendship time where you go hang out with your friends or family time, or maybe, you know, even furthering your work career by researching something or going to conferences. Like, something has to be sacrificed for you to kind of make an improvement in another space.
I think, well, like, one big example is when we were working on setup, like,
mm-hmm,
at least
beginning.
In the beginning, like, our social life took a big hit.
Oh,
right?
Because, it was a tank.
Because it was, like, right after work.
Come home, eat food, right? Maybe have, like, an hour or two to, like, eat food, clean up, whatever. And then it would be straight to a coffee shop where we would work till, like, from maybe 8 p.m., 9 p.m. till, like, 2 a.m. in the morning, right?
Yeah.
And this is still factoring the fact that we have to go into work by, like, 9 a.m.
So
or 10 a.m.
rinse and repeat.
Right, rinse and repeat, like, almost every like, 6 to 7, 6, almost, like, 6 days a week, right? Maybe we'll leave, like, day on the weekend to go visit our families and stuff like that. But that was it. So social life took a tank, you know. Work events also took a tank because, you know, it had meetups and stuff at the office.
Yeah.
Like, something has to be, like, there has to be a sacrifice for something else to improve.
Yeah.
Unless somebody has the machine to create more than 24 hours a day in which, hey.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one lesson I've learned through this process of even preparing, you know, for interviews.
For getting,
and stuff.
Facebook.
But, I mean, it's a lesson we all know, like, I remember one day I was listening to Gary Vee. I know a lot of people dislike Gary Vee. Every now and then I listen to him and I'm like, And he was like, if you have the audacity, you have the audacity to say
audacity.
You want to make it in life. You think you're great. You want to make it in life, right?
Right.
Then you have to do something more.
Above and beyond.
Yeah, you have to go the extra mile. Like, nobody is entitled
to
being
doing great things,
doing
getting
great things,
a lot of
right?
money, living
I think
the best
everybody
life.
Is entitled to some level.
I think there's a baseline, right?
Yeah, but if you want to go more than that, let's say you want to be a millionaire, you want to be a billionaire, right? Or you want to, I don't know, be a huge influencer in your industry or whatever, you have to go the extra mile. You cannot be like the
just
average.
Skating along, doing, you know, what is expected of you. Like, you have to add something more, right? Because that more is the thing that gets you noticed, gets people to see you, gets people to be like, oh, I can maybe learn something from this person, right?
Yeah.
And kind of, you know, gets.
Yeah. I think we're diverging a lot, but you
back.
Asked me, like, before Fang, what I was
doing. Yeah, before Fang.
And when we come back to that, I mean, I guess it's mostly, like, I guess, blogging.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I didn't blog a lot. There are probably a lot of blogs I don't know published, but I did put a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, blogging, I want to say that I've seen, you know, your draft history. Yeah, so yeah. There's not a lot published, but there's actually a lot, like, in, you know, in the works. And just it's the thinking and how to, like, craft the story for that.
Yeah, because I want to kind of tell a good story. And, like, side projects, right? Like, I think out of everything, you cannot tell me shit when it comes to side projects. Yeah, like, not that, like, I'm the best, but I'm like, it's something that I've just liked from day one.
And right? How have people kind of, I don't know, like, have you noticed a change in the reaction?
Oh, I mean, I'll say, like, a couple of friends that, like, let's say we've worked on a couple of things together.
Mm-hmm.
And now when I'm talking to them, they're like, oh, you work at Facebook now, so you're the boss. I'm going to listen to what you say, right? And it's a little bit upsetting because I'm like, dude, we've been working on this thing for a bit, forever. I wish you listened to what I was saying. But now, all of a sudden, like, I don't want you to just agree with me because
I work at Facebook, right?
I work at Facebook. Like, I honestly haven't, this short period, I've grown a lot, but not in ways that actually impact the conversation we're having right now at this moment.
Right.
But it'll just be like, you're the boss.
You're the boss. It's like, and the I'm content like, no. is still the same, yeah. right? But just, you know, you're.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's how it's been. I mean, I do admit that for some reason, working at these companies bring you a certain level of privilege.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it, but I also hope people would see past that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
So for me, I really cannot say a lot because I've only been working at Netflix for a week. Yeah, I just finished my first week. I think what I can say is that I did notice, like, again, I made a post on LinkedIn, you know, saying like, hey, it's my first day. I'm super excited because I really was, right? I love the team I'm working on so far. Like, the project is super interesting. And it's a little weird to me, right? Because people are messaging me saying that, oh, can you give me career advice or can you tell me about your interview process or, you know, can you tell me what exactly you did to get to, like, Netflix in like 2.5 years? And I'm just like, I don't, like, I feel bad because I was like, I don't have anything revolutionary to say about this topic, right? Like, the same research that I did, you know, searching on Google, blind.
So basically, you tell them what you did.
What I did. It doesn't sound, I wish I had, like, a magic formula, but I was just like, yo, I applied to companies and I was leak coding for 7 months. 7 months of my year was to leak code to prepare to interview with companies, to fail those interviews, to go on to the next one, right? That was the process. And, like, during that time, I didn't have a social life. I saw my family less, saw my friends less, like, my work. Like, it was just, like, work, eat,
leak code.
Yeah. That was it. Like, my side project took a huge tank. Yeah. Like, we should have been building that up, right? Yeah. But I didn't have the time because I was like, yo, I'm trying to get a new job. I'm trying to focus on this, right? So it's a little weird to me when people, even, like, people who have way more years of experience, I've had people, like, 10, 15, 20 years of experience reach out to me and be like, hey, can you give me career advice? I'm like, bruh, I have 2.5 years of experience, right? Yeah. Like, not, I was just like, I don't think I have any new insights that you maybe didn't already know, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I was just like, it's like, I keep saying it's weird. It's because it's weird. It's like, as soon as I made that post, right, I told you guys I had, like, 2,000 people, like over 2,000 people inviting me to, you know, to link and connect. And I was just like, nothing about me changed, right? I was still making the same posts on LinkedIn, you know, liking people's things, posting about whatever article I wrote, right? Nothing had changed.
Yeah.
Just.
I mean, that's how life is, I guess. I mean, no, that's how life is. And this is not a complaint, right? It's just observations.
Yeah. Of like what.
Yeah, what is happening. I think the best we can do is, like, probably tell what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I'm a little bit, I hold back just a little bit because, like, I, especially depending on the person, because I don't want you to think you have to do exactly
what I did,
what I've done, right? But, I mean, I guess if you think
that's the best for you, or, like, it's a solid plan.
Because even between us, our study style was
very different. Like, very different. And again, the companies that we ended up, like, matching with and going forth with the interview was still pretty, pretty divergent, right?
Yeah.
Even though, again, we were doing the same type of studying, right?
Yeah.
But there's things that influence that decision, like what you work on at work, right? the tech you've used, yeah. the projects you've worked on, right? What's on your resume and the different, yeah. like, it was a very different process. And we're pretty close with friends, so we know what's going on. And even if you guys are not on Blind, check out Blind, right?
Yeah.
But if, as you hear other people's stories, like, the way they get into these companies yeah. is, like, not all this. Like, I feel like the common thread is, like, leak code.
Yeah, yeah, leak code.
Leak code is like the common thing that leak you hear.
Leak code on Nitron.
Like, if you're online, they'll be like, how many leak code questions did you commit to get into Facebook?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember. I remember people used to ask that.
Yeah, yeah, like, how many leak codes did you do to get into Facebook, to Google, right? Yeah. That's the common there. But, like, people's journeys are entirely different. Like, you'll see somebody with, like, 10 years of experience, right, getting maybe an L4, L5 role, and somebody with 2 years of experience getting that same role, right? So, like, the journeys are different. The work that has to be done is kind of the same. Like, you need to improve your skill, become, and this is something that me and Will are trying to, like, get better at. It's just, like, refine our craft.
Yeah, until build your craft.
Build your craft until you're, like, an expert at that field. So no matter, like, where you're thrown into, like, no matter what job you're doing, right, you become, you're an expert already, right? So you have knowledge coming in with you, right? And I want to say that's kind of, I don't say that's the common thread, but, like, these people, like, you that got into those positions, right? They're either an expert already, right? Or they worked hard to build those skills that the companies are looking for.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Do you have anything else?
I don't know, man. If you guys are looking for a job with Fang, I think most of them leak code, I guess.
Most of them leak code. I think sometimes we say leak code with that kind of tone because we know it's not the best. Not leak code, but, like, that kind of interview is not the best.
It's not the best. It's not fun at all. Yeah, like,
it's very stressful.
And it's not, like, to be honest, it's not a clear indication of what you're actually going to be doing in the role,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because I want to ask you, got into Facebook, right? You leak coded to prepare.
Yeah.
Is what you studied for leak code what you're actually using for your job?
I don't know. I think maybe some of the libraries that I'm using implements Dijkstra's algorithm. No, I mean, I think this, if you're, like, in tech and, you know, think about interviews and stuff, this is a common discussion that people have. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, this is what we have. Honestly, if I can do anything to improve this process for anybody, I would. But this is what it is right now.
This is what it is. I want to say, like, my Netflix interview was honestly
it was amazing.
Best interview. Like, I'm not saying this because I work at Netflix.
She's rubbing it in.
No. But listen.
It was the best because
you were there for the whole thing, right? It was the best interview experience that I had, right? You know, from talking to, and I, like, I think there's three things that I really like about the process. I was like, everyone has equal say, right, in the process. So if the recruiter who, like, first took in my resume and recommended me to a manager didn't feel like I was a good fit, right, or the HR partner, for the team felt I was a good fit, right? That would have been the end of it. Like, so everyone has an equal say. It's not like some senior engineer is like, oh, you know, I think her, like, her social skills are absolutely garbage, but she's so technically strong. We're going to override everything and take her in, right? Everyone had equal say. And then secondly, it was definitely not a leak code style, you know, interview. Like, I had a take home interview, right, where I was supposed to, after that, justify, you know, the decisions that I made, which is fine, right? I think, like, a take-home really expresses what you're going to be doing at the job, which is Googling things, right? And implementing things.
And documenting.
And documenting. Yeah. Like, it was a perfect mix of those three things. Like, I Googled, implemented, and documented things, right? And the team was like, this is great. And then secondly, like, another part of the interview was just, like, presenting a past project that I had worked on, which I think is also something that you have to do, you know, in an office space. Like, maybe presenting to business stakeholders or other teams who might want to use your project, right? But don't have any context or info about it, right? So the whole process honestly was super great. Like, the best I ever had. Like, and I feel really bad because I was like, yo, I felt kind of bad when I was doing it because I was like, I prepared so much for leak code. Like, I
I was ready. Give me some dynamics. I was like,
I have been doing DP, NP, complete problems. Like, give me these things. I'm ready. But I didn't get any of that. But I think it was more indicative of what I would be doing on a day-to-day. Yeah. And kind of the only reason that happens is because Netflix's interview process is very team-specific. So teams can kind of format it and tailor it in a way that's, that's, you know, for what they need. And I understand that other companies can't really do this because you don't have like the money or the time, really, or the time sacrifice to do that. But if someday the industry could move towards kind of tailoring the interview experience towards, you know, like, how your day to day would be, I think that would be really great.
Yeah, that'd be really great. I mean, for me, my favorite interview was Facebook because they gave me more money and an offer. I'm kidding. It was actually great. I mean, not because of the legal stuff. I mean, I did enjoy the legal stuff because I had forced myself to enjoy it after like 6 months of preparing, right?
Yeah.
But more from like the HR standpoint or like how I was handled in the whole process as a candidate. Because, you know, we applied to a lot of companies, but we had like rough experiences where no feedback,
no feedback, ghosting.
But like my recruiter from Facebook, Chelsea,
she was on it.
Yeah, she was on it. Like, she was giving me feedback, telling me, like, things she thought I need to do.
I need you to consider this.
Yeah.
Keep this in mind when you're talking to interviewers, right? This is what they're looking for.
I think the best advice she gave me was, like, don't be afraid to dive deep into something you're good at.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's why when I had the system design interview, when they asked me the question, I
went in.
I was going deep. And I'll be like, I mean, every now and then I'll be like,
are you with me?
Are you with me? Like, should I keep going? And it'll be like, sure, keep going. You know, like, you just gauge what in. But, like, don't be afraid to be very specific because you're here to show what you know, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So if you know something really well, I'm like, yo, go deep.
Yeah, go deep. Let them know.
Let them know. Like, let them be the one to be like, okay, like, we see you are a domain expert of this field, right?
Yeah.
Next. Right? Because that really shows that you know exactly what you're doing. You know what you know.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a great indication of a, you know, personal skill.
Yeah, I think I also had, I mean, Apollo was great. The first interview was, like, kind of, like, you know, legal style. But then the next interview is, like, you know, talking to the manager, talking about your previous work, kind of like what you did for Netflix.
Right.
But I think the final interview was supposed to be, like, you implement something on the spot.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was a whole day of activities. Yeah. So, but, like, it was kind of like that. Yeah. And I kind of like that because it's also a little bit more reflective
of, like,
of your day-to-day.
Your day-to-day. Yeah. So for you, people are thinking that you're saying more words and you're pitching more side projects and things ever since you got into Facebook.
Are people saying that? I don't think anyone has said that. Of course, I'm getting a little bit more traction.
Yeah. Have you seen your, you know, more requests, more views, people
more,
commenting and liking your posts?
I mean, mostly more messages, more requests.
Yeah.
Because, like, I try to go to accept a lot of people on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Then I come back the next morning, it's the same number I saw yesterday. I'm like, God damn.
You're like, why is this?
I'm like, is LinkedIn broken? Right? I think why I feel that is mine's a little bit different from you. You have like a huge influx, right? Like, from me, you have like 2,000. For me, it's like, it's always in the hundreds.
Yeah.
But then I bring it back to like probably like, you know, in the 10s or like 20s.
And the next
then
day,
I wake up in the morning, it's 100 again. But I mean, honestly, I don't mind connecting to people. Like, I shouldn't, right? I mean, people have their different preferences because I like to expand my network.
To like just see different things. But it's
just interesting to observe
The change, right?
Yeah.
Between being a developer in a regular or somebody on LinkedIn messaged me, a non-traditional tech company.
Oh, I mean, that is kind. I it's funny. I worked with Facebook now and I was still pissed. But I'm in this Facebook group of like developers.
Mm-hmm.
This, like, I mean, Facebook production, not like within work,
Facebook
group.
Yeah.
And they were naming like different kinds of companies and they called Walmart a tier 3 company. Yeah. And I was so offended.
If you haven't heard, it's like, okay. I at Netflix, you know, sometimes people online regale me, which I don't really care. I don't know. I don't care what
it is. It doesn't affect anything.
But they're like, yes, Netflix is now a tier 2 company because they're no longer. They didn't get called. Oh, yeah. Somebody was like, since we didn't get called to speak with Congress.
You're not part of the bad gang.
We're not
part
of the bad
gang. Not part of the bad
gang. And I was like, isn't the goal for companies not to be called to speak to Congress?
If anyone should be jealous, it should be Microsoft. Like, you call it
all of
and call me.
But yeah, so it's been quite a different, at least for me, it's very fresh for me, right? The different change in people's perception of me since posting that I got into Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's funny, I have people reaching out to me from high school.
Yeah.
My residents, you know, I was an RA in college, right? So my residents, you know, mm-hmm. reposting me and being mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to see you. And I'm just like, hey.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. No, it really is, right?
Yeah. I think, no, go ahead.
I was like, I'm glad to refresh those connects, but it's still kind of a notable difference.
Yeah, yeah. It's a notable difference. I mean, it's cool. It's funny because now I think back, right? And I'm like, there was probably some subliminal part of me trying to chase this. Because, you know, we work on a lot of things. Yeah. Sometimes this helps. I remember I told you one day I was on Twitter. I think it kind of started this a little bit.
I remember.
Yeah, and I saw a post.
Yeah.
And it was someone, he was like, I just interviewed this guy. And I looked at his resume and he worked at Google.
And he's like, you know, he should Facebook, be interviewing
me. Yeah, Netflix. Of, yeah. Like, he should be interviewing me. I don't think I should be interviewing. I'm like, why? Like,
where is his basis?
Yeah.
Where is his basis coming from, right?
Just and because. And I was like, I want that kind of VIP treatment.
No, I do want that kind of VIP. Like, honestly, I do want that kind of VIP treatment. I mean, but honestly, again, like, we're trying to build, you know, things outside of our day job, right, as well. And, like, make connections and meet people. And this is, I think, the VIP card, I want to say, right, into the cool kids club.
Yeah, yeah, the cool kids club.
The supposed cool kids club, right, where, you know, people automatically have this kind of, you know, reverence or, oh, these people are so great, when in reality, they're like regular people. But again, just kind of living the experience has been very odd for me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but still great.
But we're still great. We're trying to keep it. Not even trying to. We're just keeping it cool because
I think for one thing, I think we need to put out, probably cut this and put it in front of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, me and you, we really hate gatekeeping, right? So we don't want to become gatekeepers.
I definitely don't. Like, for me, I want to see. Like, I really do. I want to see, like, everyone win.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see everyone get in and, like, reap the benefits and just, like, eat. Equally, right?
Yeah, we gotta eat.
No, for real, we are, yo.
Out here eating.
We're out here eating. Everyone has to eat.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm really here for, right? So like, when I see like gatekeeper, I remember we went to AfroTech. We were talking about this, right? And people, I'm not gonna call names.
Yeah.
But like, some people we were talking to, and they're just like, you know, Facebook and whatever other companies are like, wouldn't give recommendations, which is fine, right? You should give a recommendation
when
to
you
people,
actually
when you believe in the person or you actually like know the person, right?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, I think what it was, like, it was weird. And also, it's like you're talking to someone and either they are giving you the wrong advice in terms of, like, maybe they think they work at FANG, so they are qualified to give you all the advice. Probably, maybe they're data engineering.
Right.
But, like, maybe you're looking for a front-end role. So right. They're giving you wrong advice that don't do front-end because data engineering is where it's at.
Exactly.
Like, you know, we had that kind. And we also had the kind that was, like, not... Should I say not being helpful?
I want to say it was not being helpful, right? Because there's some, like, everyone knows the advice. You can go look up on Google and whatever, right? And just see the results, right? But then sometimes they're just like, hey, I'm asking you, like, person to person, to somebody who works there and knows the insights, right? I'm not asking for company secrets.
Yeah.
I'm just asking for, like, genuine advice as to how I could go about, like, maybe applying and, you know, making it through the interview process and coming into the company, right? Yeah. And you give me some.
Oh, is it when they give you the link to the company?
Yes, and then they give me.
Oh my gosh.
They're like, whatever company / careers. I'm like, well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Again, I can't say anything, like, no hate about that, because, like, for me, I work at Netflix right now. So that's what I would tell you. Like, people are like, how did you get it? And I'm just like, literally just applied, right? That's just, like...
That's facts. Like, we both had no referrals.
No referrals. Like, he did it through LinkedIn, right? I went to the Netflix career, like, the jobs.netflix.com and applied to every role that I thought I fit into, right? So there's no, like, and that's fine. There's no magic advice, but, like, sometimes, I don't know. Like, I feel... I don't know. I feel like, again, like, if somebody asked me, right, I would, given the time constraints that I have, right, I would do my best to at least give non-generic advice, or at least a little help. I don't know what's helpful, but, like, at least what I would have found helpful if I was in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
But That's our random chat. It came out to be really long.
Yeah, longer. We'll probably chop it up.
But we'll snip, 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 snip.
Yeah.
It.
Great.
Thanks for listening. This is Sauce Control with Ian William.
Peace.